Money Talk is the program that helps you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager. That way, you're the boss. You can take charge of your personal financial future for yourself and for your family as well. Everything from investing in your tax-privileged account to saving for all of those future goals, including the most important of all, the education of the young sprouts. And the way to get the job done is by acquiring the knowledge that empowers you to manage your personal financial future. That's what it's all about on Money Talk, the strategies, the tools to achieve personal financial freedom for yourself and your family so that hopefully someday, if you're not already hanging out there, you can reside in that land of critical mass and take charge of your financial future. I wanted to share with our Money Talk listeners a communique I received from a couple in Southern California. They're in the greater Los Angeles area. Therefore, they are listeners to the great KABC Radio Los Angeles. I wanted to share some of this communique with you. We get a lot of these, and this is one I wanted to share because it really is a good summary of the kind of feedback we get on the Money Talk broadcast. And the couple writes, "Dear Bob, I've been a faithful listener to Money Talk since 1987 when I had about $20,000 in my 403B. I worked for the police department in Southern California where I live, and my wife worked as a librarian for the city. Additionally, I subscribe to your newsletter and also Money Talk On Demand." They go on to write, "I frequently hear listeners call in to give you a detailed account of how they achieve critical mass. You have probably heard many such stories, and we have, and many have called those stories in. But briefly, here's my story. Retired from the department that I worked for in law enforcement and went to work for a firm as a VP of corporate security. Since my wife and I were working, we did not need the monthly retirement income, so I rolled it into a Vanguard IRA. I rolled my 403B into a Fidelity IRA, and my wife eventually retired and rolled her 457 into a Fidelity IRA. Over the years, we invested in real estate too, acquiring some rental properties. And at this point, the rental properties, as well as our residence, are paid off. We have not yet tapped into IRAs or other investments. Combining our IRA and non-IRA investments, we have a net worth of over $5 million. Real estate equity exceeds $1 million. And I'm sure that qualifies as critical mass, and yes, for sure, it does. They go on to write, quote, by utilizing the principles we learned from you, we've been successful investors and have no money worries. We now want to enjoy life more and start focusing on charitable giving. They go on to write, we think we know enough now to manage our assets for the rest of our lives. And that communique is a great summary of the kinds of feedback we get from people who have been long-term listeners of the Money Talk broadcast and have put into practice the many things we have talked about that you can do to make a difference. You're not only making a difference for yourself, in many cases, you're making a difference for your family. We've talked about them so many times. Controlling your expenses, minimizing your investment expenses. You don't have to be spending thousands of dollars a year. If you're your own personal financial manager, you don't have to do that. You maximize those tax-privileged accounts, as that couple did, all across the board. Maximize those tax-privileged accounts. They might be 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s. In the case of that couple, 403Bs and 457s, and probably a 401K once he went to that private firm. In addition to that, diversifying your investments. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. You put together a diversified portfolio, and certainly as you're entering retirement, you're going to have a balanced portfolio. portfolio. You properly allocate your assets. Always thinking ahead. This couple was always doing the quantum leap exercise, thinking ahead to the future. All of those things on their way to the land of critical mass. I congratulate them. I'm sure they know who they are if they're listening. And all of our Money Talk listeners that have put those sound investment principles into practice. I mean it when I talk about becoming your own personal financial manager. Because it's a life-changing moment when you commit to that. Yes, you go down the learning curve. Yes, you learn how to do it, just as that couple did, and they mentioned how they did it. You do all of those things, but then look what happens. You have this magnificent gift for the rest of your life. It's a personal gift. You can handle your money, and that means also you can let the sharks go their separate way rather than take a bite out of your wallet. Listening to the great KSFO Radio San Francisco, Frank is on the line. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hi, Bob. I just wanted to mention my experience. At age 50, I've gone back for an MBA program, and it is by far the best thing I've ever done. I am an older student, but I'm an incredibly dedicated student, and I'm able to leverage over 25 years of industry experience. But what I wanted to say, Bob, is in addition to working very hard with the course materials and studying and reading, having listened to Money Talk for so long has really made me a star in the class. Understanding and being familiar with all the concepts, the terms, the economic principles, understanding of the way the Fed works. And here I am approaching critical mass. I feel very good about my career, and it's very empowering to go back to get additional education and really bolster my career and manage it, invest in it. And it's been the best thing I've ever done. And I am, in fact, getting calls from various recruiters and job opportunities even before I'm done with my schooling. But I just wanted to share and thank you, Bob, for a phenomenal education between the books on the reading list. And I don't just listen to Money Talk. I go to the recorded versions online and really study it. So I just wanted to say that education comes in many forms, and it's a very powerful thing.
Frank, I thank you for sharing and appreciate the call.
You're welcome, Bob.
We've heard so many wonderful stories over the years of people who have enhanced their educational background and have benefited from doing so. Let's get out to Sonoma. John, it is your turn. Welcome.
About 4 or 5 years ago, my parents passed away, and I inherited their home a couple of blocks from the plaza in Sonoma. The house probably sold for close to $1 million. I'm just wondering if there's you have any ideas on how to reduce some of the tax liability. I figure my cost basis is about $550,000 to $600,000.
The best way that I know to get this cost basis where you want it is to make this your principal residence.
Okay, I'd considered that, moving into it for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, you certainly want to check this through with an enrolled agent or a CPA, but my guess would be, because right now your cost basis is set in stone. Your cost basis is represented by either the date of death value or 6 months later, one of those two figures, and
exactly.
Plus any genuine improvements, not maintenance, but any genuine improvements that you've made to the property. So right now, before you make it your principal residence, your cost basis is set at that level, either the date of death or 6 months later, and then the add-on is genuine improvements. Now, the only way that I know of that you can materially change the cost basis potentially is to make it your principal residence. So before you do that, I check with an enrolled agent or a CPA, but I think that might lead you to a position where you might have the possibility to have an impact on the cost basis.
Would it make any difference if I took the proceeds from this sale and reinvested it in another rental in another area?
If you do a like kind, are you using it as a rental now?
I am.
Oh, then that's another possibility for sure, which would be a like kind exchange. Because if you do a like kind, and I want you to run this through an enrolled agent or CPA in either case, but I am not an accountant, but a like-kind exchange could be an avenue that you could take where you could trade the property for another rental property and defer, not eliminate, but defer the tax liability. Mm. So you might want to look into that, but look into both of those avenues, John.
Great. Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate the call. Let's get Alan on the line. Alan checking in from Hoosier Land in Indiana. Hello, Alan.
Yes. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
I'm just wondering what your feelings are on using preferred stocks as a source of income. And I'm looking at a couple that maybe might be interesting.
Keep in mind a couple of things about preferreds that are important to know. Number one, preferred stocks are interest sensitive. So as long as the company is in good health and paying its preferred dividends on a regular basis, the critical factor on the price of the preferred share is going to be what happens to interest rates. If interest rates are stable, then you're going to be able to collect your preferred dividend from a healthy company, and you're going to be a happy camper. If interest rates begin to rise, you'll probably see a deterioration in the price of the preferred stock. So that's one thing to be aware of. Now, the other thing to make note of is that the ability of a company to pay preferred dividends is voted on quarterly by the board of directors, in the case where it's a quarterly dividend, I say. So the board of directors, let's say, meets quarterly, and they look at their preferred obligation, and if the profits are there, or if the company outlook is sufficiently favorable, they can then vote to issue the preferred dividend. But a preferred dividend is not guaranteed.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Alan. Good to hear from you. Yeah, and you know, preferred stocks are interest sensitive, and they are also company specific sensitive. So always think about that when you think about a preferred stock. How well is this company doing? When the board of directors, for example, gets together on a quarterly basis, let's say, are they going to vote that preferred dividend because they think they have the business plan operating at a level they can do so? But so that's the health of the preferred dividend stream, which traces directly to the health of the company as it is seen through the eyes of the board of directors. They have the power to declare that dividend at their meetings. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
When you're investing, you always try your best, but sometimes you make mistakes, and that's okay because you can get better. And the same goes for your credit. By enrolling in Experian Credit Works, you get all the tools and personal support you need to help you understand and manage your credit. Because credit isn't just a score. It's a skill. So start your trial today at Experian.com and be better at credit at Experian.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Norms has two ways to make your mouth water.
Enjoy your SoCal Day Sunny Side Up with Norms USDA Choice Sirloin Steak and Eggs. Two eggs, two hotcakes, and hash browns. Sunny, sunny, sunny. Only $8.99.
Or stack up your rack with Norms Baby Back Ribs. Complete rib dinners with golden fried shrimp, crispy chicken tenders, or juicy sirloin steak.
Oh, baby.
Starting at $11.99. Soup and salad included. Served all day.
Norms is SoCal.
Norms Restaurants, where life happens. Open 24/7.
18 locations. NormsRestaurants.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the Summer Blowout Sale. You've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it, and I love it, and so should you. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Liesence neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Liesence has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. You heard me. Nothing works better, and it's yours today when you order Genucel. With its immediate effects, you'll see results in 12 hours, guaranteed, or you get your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix will double your order. For what? For free. It gets even better. Call now and get free express shipping. 800-663-2495. 800-663-2495. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Give them a call. 800-663-2495. 800-663-2495. That's 800-663-2495.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plotto and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
790 KABC. This is Money Talk.
It's Money Talk. Bob Brinker along with you. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate the company. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter. Go to BobBrinker.com, request a complimentary bank issue. Very easily done. Go to BobBrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature, and that way you can get a back copy and see what's in the investment letter. The model portfolios, the recommended list, and the discussions of the markets, the economies, the economy, and the monetary policy, all of that. Check it out at BobBrinker.com. Let's get to Green Bay and get a cheesehead on the line. Dan, welcome to Money Talk.
Hello, Bob. This is Dan speaking. I have a question for you on a pension plan. I have the option of taking a lump sum payout of $36,000, or I can take an annuity with monthly payments. I'm married, so I would take the true joint and survivor annuity, and the monthly payments for me would be $210. At my death, and my beneficiary would receive $140 for her lifetime. I'm wondering,
that's about a 7%. It's about a 7% rate of return that they're willing to pay out to you. Is this indexed to inflation?
No, it isn't.
And what is your net worth, not counting this money?
1.5.
All right, so it doesn't have a material impact on your net worth.
No.
Well, I would say this. The question here is whether you're content taking a 7% rate of return on the money, because that's what they're willing to pay you.
It's a pretty good return.
It is these days. It is these days.
Yeah.
I don't think you could be attacked for taking the 7% rate of return. And given the fact that you have a $1.5 million net worth, I don't think you need this money in your net worth.
Right, yeah.
So I think I'd be leaning to taking that 7%.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you, Dan. Good to hear from you. Always great to hear from Cheesehead Country in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Paul is on the line in Illinois. Hello, Paul. Okay. We'll see if we can get Paul back on the... Oh, yeah. Paul. Yeah, here he is. Paul, welcome.
I'm a man, and I am thinking about maybe retiring 1-3 years. And my question was about, I have a 403B and worrying about rolling that over into an equity annuity. A friend of mine who was in the insurance business has suggested that, and just want to get your take on
I would not do that. Okay. I would not do that because you already have a tax-privileged account. All you have to do to maintain a tax-privileged account, you don't have to buy an annuity and pay a big, fat commission to somebody.
Right.
Friend or foe, I don't care. Family member, I don't care. You don't have to do that. You already have a tax-privileged account. You should have the ability to roll that into an IRA rollover.
Okay.
If you do that, you can then invest those monies accordingly. You don't have to buy an annuity. You're already tax-privileged.
Well, I guess the reason is I'm to the point now I cannot take a hit like we had back in the 2007, 2008.
Well, you don't have to buy stock market. You don't have to buy stock market securities. You can buy income securities. You could even do CDs if you wanted.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't have to do that. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that you have told me that you have a friend who wants you to roll your tax-privileged account into an annuity. I'm disappointed in this person.
Well, it's just, you know, they said they would guarantee something like $15.66 per thousand on a monthly lifetime income for myself and my wife.
That means absolutely nothing to me.
Okay.
That means absolutely nothing to me. What I care about is why would a friend of yours, knowing that you are already in a tax-privileged account, knowing that you already have the ability to roll it into a self-directed IRA and invest it any way you like, why would a friend of yours suggest to you instead that you roll it into an annuity and pay him a commission? That's what disappoints me. That's the reason I was calling.
I was going to try to get another view because I've read everything I can on the Internet, and I've seen many negatives and many positives. I have seen both.
Paul, I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
I'll tell you what. They just keep coming, don't they? These situations just keep coming. Isn't that dreadful? Isn't that dreadful? His friend recommends he roll his tax-privileged account into another tax-privileged account, pay him a nice commission in the process. And that's coming from a friend. I mean, the hits just keep coming right here on Money Talk.
This is Money Talk. This August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt, still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio, beginning August 5th on NBC.
When you need spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
The longer you listen, the smarter you get. Live and local, KABC.
Bangladesh's prime minister has visited a stadium where the bodies of the victims from the weekend attack on an upscale restaurant had been taken. An American was among those killed in the restaurant in Dhaka. The Bangladeshi government denies the Islamic State carried out the attack. It could be days before the green algae that's closing some Florida beaches is cleared away. Local environmentalist Maggie Herchala says there's no easy fix.
If you kill the algae, it then releases the toxin to the water, it releases the nutrients to the sediments, and it does it all over again. So there is no easy answer other than the fact that we are pleading with the Corps of Engineers, and they have been somewhat responsive that we need at least a break for the eastern and western estuaries.
A three-year-old boy died after falling from the 13th floor of a New York City apartment building Sunday evening. Investigators are looking into whether a window guard was properly secured. I'm Barbara Cusack.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Home Depot has Hampton Bay's new 52-inch Rockport LED ceiling fan for just $79.97. It comes in three finishes. It saves on energy bills, and its long-life LED bulbs also save on lighting costs. One more thing. Its quick-fit mounting system makes installation a breeze, saving another kind of energy, yours. Get a new spin on installation with the Rockport ceiling fan, just $79.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, it's Jillian Barbary. I want to tell you guys about Northwest Rugs and Furniture. You know, they've been locally owned for 24 years. They've got the largest selection of rugs on the West Coast, and they pride themselves on having quality rugs and furniture at great prices. Northwest Rugs and Furniture have a diverse selection of dining room, bedroom, and living room furniture. Northwest Rugs and Furniture, where quality matters. They have a huge 4th of July sale. It's happening now, so you get to enjoy the lowest prices of the season on rugs. Make sure to visit their store in Sherman Oaks and visit them online at nwrugs.com.
Hey, it's Peter Tilden. I'm talking to Dr. Vosh, who's assistant clinical professor of medicine at UCLA, a certified diplomat in the new field of obesity and medicine, and a practicing endocrinologist who's been dealing with metabolic issues and weight loss for more than 25 years. Now, you've had some experience with Natron Selfie Trinity, right?
I've had the pleasure working with Natasha's Natron and using their probiotic products for many years. And Natron's probiotics have helped many of my overweight patients who are on a weight loss program, because they find that not only do they have better bowel function with less constipation, less bloating, and an ease of staying on the diet, but they feel that the Natron seems to have a certain high quality and ease of digestion and use.
So call now for your 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity. The first 50 callers are going to get 30 days free with their order, plus free second-day delivery. That's great. Call toll-free 866-4-NATRON. That's 866-4-NATREN, or visit Natron.com and enter promo code Peter for your 30 days free.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter, go to BobBrinker.com, request a complimentary back issue, very easily done. Go to BobBrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature, and that is all there is to it. But we're heading out to Daly City, California, where Douglas is on the line. Douglas, welcome.
My name is Douglas. I have some money. Let me just put my phone off for a second. I have my money in the Thrift Saving Plan account, and I'm a member of your newsletter. I follow Module 3. So just wondering, should I take out the money from the TSP and put it in the Vanguard and follow those funds, or let it be in the TSP funds and just put the percentages accordingly?
Well, I think that you might have the ability within your plan to essentially follow the same idea as that portfolio. For example, you could do a consolidated form of Model 3, and that would be, for example, using an index fund for your equity exposure. What kind of index fund exposure is available to you?
Well, in the DSP, they have the F fund, which is the bond fund, the C fund, which is the common stock fund, and the S fund, which is small cap.
Well, I think that if the fund is overall diversified, you want to look at the specifics of the funds. If it's overall, if you can buy an overall diversified fund that'll give you total stock market exposure. That's what I'm talking about. Total stock market, Wilshire 5000 type exposure.
Yeah, that's a key fund.
If you can buy a fund like that, I think you that takes care of your equity allocation if you want to stay within the plan. And then over on the fixed income side, I'd be looking for something, if you can find it there, with a short duration, something that will not expose you to a lot of interest rate risk. Appreciate the call, Douglas. Let's get Woody on the line. Woody is in New York. Welcome to Money Talk.
Yes.
Hello, Woody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I am well. You are on Money Talk. What's up?
Listen, we have just sold a building here, our home, for six figures, and we are in the senior age. And my question is, where is a safe place to put this money so we don't lose it our age up to?
All right. Do you have any you certainly don't want to lose it, and there are plenty of safe places for it. We'll talk about that. Now, do you have any tax liability on this transaction?
No, not at all.
No tax liability. That's kind of unusual to sell a building and have no. You sold it at a loss?
We did.
Okay. So there's no tax there. Okay. So you have money. How much money?
$300,000.
$300,000. So, okay. So you know what? As for now, while you're in this position right now, you could put together a short-term ladder of fully FDIC-insured certificates of deposit. And mm-hmm. that would mean the money would be safe because it would have the FDIC backing. It would earn a very low rate of interest, but it would be safe. And then it would come due on a periodic short-term basis while you're trying to decide what to do with it. But if this is money you want to keep as a reserve, then I would start out with a ladder of CDs.
Okay.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much, sir.
That's always a good starting place. Okay, I have this $300,000. I don't really know what I want to do with it on an ongoing basis. I'm in retirement. What do? I have this money sitting here. Boom. You place it in fully FDIC-insured short-term CD ladder. The money is there. It will be there. It'll earn a little interest. But more importantly, it's safe because of the FDIC guaranteed. And there you go. You're all set. Then you move forward and you decide, okay, what place in my overall asset allocation do I want for these monies? How do I you might want to simply incorporate these over time into your asset allocation mix. For example, if you're a Model 3, which is a balanced investor, you might eventually want to just incorporate it into Model 3. We're heading out to Sacramento. Welcome to Money Talk.
Hello, this is Cecily.
Cecily, it's good to have you with us. I did not want to mispronounce your name.
Well, I want to tell you, Bob, I have been a listener to your Money Talk since the very first Super Bowl Sunday broadcast.
Wow.
And my husband and I have dutifully followed your recommendations. And many, many years later, we're happy to report that we have reached the land of critical mass.
Now, Cecily, tell me, what is that? What does that mean to you and your husband to be living in the land of critical mass?
Well, it means that we have a tremendous amount of investments. We have paid off real estate, and we have the freedom. We own a business, and we generate a lot of income from our business, but we're free to do whatever we want, whenever we want to. We can go where we want. We can buy what we want. We can give what we want. And we're not constrained. And we love our business, so we stay in it because it's fun and it does something for our community. So it's a wonderful place to be. But when I first heard you talk about it, I could picture what that was. But I never really thought, you know, 25, 30 years later, that I would be in it myself.
No,
and
actually,
I'm so grateful to you.
Well, thank you for that wonderful description. And actually, Cecily, you'll often hear me say there are no alarm clocks in the land of critical mass. But what I should amend that to say, for example, in your case where you're still running your business because that's what you choose to do, you're kind of like that Warren Buffett type person. You like to continue to do what you're doing because you enjoy it so much. So you might have a few alarm clocks around, but all of the alarm clocks are there because you want them there.
Absolutely.
And that's a big difference.
Yes,
big difference.
Yes, Absolutely.
Well, that's a great description, and so many of our listeners benefit from hearing you describe it, Cecily.
Well, it's a wonderful place to be. Well, we have a net worth of about $4 million. $1 million is the value of our business, which includes a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of cash we have on hand. A little over $1 million is in a paid-off primary residence and a rental home. And then we have about $750,000 in IRA accounts, $150,000 on my husband's IRA and in Model 3, Model Portfolio 3, and $600,000 for me in Model Portfolio 2. And then we have a little over $1 million in non-IRA investments, also in Model Portfolio 2. But I have about $250,000 cash I've kept on hand, and I'm wondering about whether we need that, whether we should plow it back into Model Portfolio 2, or as you explained in the last caller, laddering CDs. I can't see any situation where we really need it. And but with dollar cost averaging, I understand the concept. I'm just not sure with an amount like this, how long would you take to dollar cost average that back into Model Portfolio 2? Over what time frame?
Let me ask you a question, Cecily. In listening to your breakdown and where you are in your life, I would have to ask this question. What percentage of your financial assets, let's forget about the real estate. We'll put that in the real estate category. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about stocks and bonds and cash. What percentage of your stocks, bonds, and cash is in the stock market?
Well, most of it is in Model Portfolio 2. So that
portfolio is a stock market portfolio, and right. it is not designed for approaching or in retirement. And you know,
now I'm 58 years old. Yeah. My husband's 86 years old.
Yeah,
so
I would say
kind of
I would rather I would rather see you moving in the direction of a balanced portfolio. I really would. I mean, you have your critical mass. You never, ever want to put yourself in a position where you could lose your status of having the critical mass. And
right.
You do that through diversification. I would be moving more and more in the direction of a balanced portfolio. And that might mean that you would not be adding to your stock market holdings since you're already heavily in the stock market.
So move to Model Portfolio 3 for all
I would be moving, yeah. Well, I would be getting in the direction. Certainly that's going to mean you're not going to be buying any more stocks. But in addition to that, I would be gradually getting yourself into a position where you could be more in a balanced portfolio. A balanced portfolio would serve you very, very well moving in that direction, because with a balanced portfolio, you could convert your financial assets over to a 4% withdrawal rate. That would give you a hefty amount of annual income. And that income in the balanced portfolio would come from cash dividends on the stock mutual funds, interest on the income mutual funds, any capital distributions that were made. And if that added up to more than 4%, you certainly could reinvest that in the portfolio then. But that's what I'd be thinking about, Cecily.
And what about the – so what do you see in mind for just cash?
As I said to the prior caller, I mean, you have the investment letter. You know that we have an income portfolio on page 7. If you choose not to go there, I think the other option that I would look at would be a short-term ladder of fully insured, fully FDIC-insured CDs. I would either go one way or the other, but, I mean, I'd be comfortable with either one of those approaches. Congratulations on a job very well done, Cecily. You have definitely moved to the head of the class with that one. Dan is with us, listening to the great KSFO Radio San Francisco. Hello, Dan.
So thank you for your time. I've been listening to you for about 20 years when I bought my parents' business back when I was about 28. And I started at that time investing about $2,000 into our IRAs for my wife and I. And that's grown well over $600,000 today with our 401k. And we've been very fortunate. Business has grown well. Our income has grown well from, you know, roughly $100,000 to $250,000 this last year, over $700,000. We have three kids. I started Roth IRAs for them, and I have net worth somewhere around $2 million. The challenge I have today, though, with the business and growing the business and looking at doing some other things in the business is trying to manage all these investments I have. And I've been introduced to some financial planners, and it just feels like I need some assistance in help managing these Cadillac problems that I've come into. Things like tax planning, insurances, investments, other opportunities, business transfer and such. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think that there is a category you could interview, and that would be what is known as fee-only. I think fee-only is a category where basically you're paying the individual for input, for recommendations. But that individual is not involved in the implementation of the recommendations, which gets you away from the commission structure and the risk of a conflict of interest. In other words, is there a way for you to get this kind of input without having a conflict of interest? And the answer is, I think that the best way to do that is going what is called a fee-only person.
Okay.
And that person will charge you an hourly or a project rate, but they won't take commissions, which means there can't be a conflict of interest on the recommendations that are made, and that is huge.
And, Bob, just would that be somebody locally, or would it matter that they'd have to be local to us? Could we look even further out?
I think there are two possibilities here. I think one possibility is that you deal there in the Bay Area. The other possibility is if you inquire of a very, very large company, a Vanguard-type company, and see whether they can be of any service in this regard. Now, that is basically a no-load fund family with very low expenses. And so that gives you some protection with reference to this business of recommending commission, high commission products and vested interests. So that's another avenue you could inquire about, or you could inquire locally.
Perfect. Bob, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dan. Good to hear from you. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillips was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DINOVITE.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they will make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Good morning.
McIntyre in the morning
with Terry Ray Elmer.
People are criticizing President Obama for going to Orlando. Is he going to talk about guns? Definitely. Is that appropriate? Yes, of course it is. That's an issue in this country. After the September 11th attacks, we were talking about airline security. We were talking about air travel. We were talking about the weapon that was used in that attack. After the Muir Building bombing in Oklahoma City, we were talking about fertilizer bombs and Ryder trucks. So I don't understand that criticism. It seems just petty.
McIntyre in the morning.
With Terry Ray Elmer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
Enjoy a politically incorrect weekend with Sam Nation on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
Give me a math quiz.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Log on to KBC.com right now. And check out our new podcast page with exclusive features including The Daily Dose of Doug, McIntyre's Thoughts Put to Video, Dr. Drew Answers, and more of Jillian and John's wild Florida or not Florida. Plus, faster loading times than ever. It's all free and waiting for you at KABC.com.
Matt is on the line in Sacramento. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Bob. I unfortunately am locked into a non-tradable REIT, and I do occasionally get offers to buy my shares at half its market value. Now, I've been just hanging on to it because it is giving some pretty decent dividends, but I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to get out of it.
Yeah, we've talked in detail on Money Talk about this travesty. I call it a travesty of non-traded REITs. And, of course, you know the reason. Do you know the reason that there has been such a sales push for many, many years on non-traded REITs? Do you know the reason for the sales push?
I have a good guess that it's the sales commission.
Bingo. Bingo, Matt. That's a direct hit. You can make a very, very large upfront sales commission selling a non-traded REIT. Now, unfortunately, when you do that, you may be selling your customer down the river because the history of non-traded REITs is ugly.
So
as to what your holding is worth, it's probably very difficult to know without doing a detailed analysis of the portfolio, and that might be extremely hard to do. I don't even know how much of the portfolio is disclosed to you in the case of a non-traded REIT like this. Let me ask you this. What did you pay when you purchased this?
$75,000.
Oh, my goodness. What is your net worth, Matt?
About $1.5 million.
All right, so you put 5% of your net worth in this situation. How long have you held it?
Since 2008.
How much income, cash income, have you collected? Total.
Cash, the dividends went back to buying shares for most
of it. How did that happen? Did you authorize that?
That's the way they set it up, and I didn't realize it until I realized I couldn't sell it. Then I had them switch it over.
Well,
and
since
I
you haven't
making close to 5%.
All right, let me go back to that question. Let me go back to the question because you gave a different answer. You gave an answer to a different question. How much cash dividend income have you put in your pocket as a result of owning this security?
Oh, well, since I just started taking the dividends.
Not much.
The last few years, they've been paying about...
What, do you think you've collected $50,000, $30,000, $20,000?
Oh, no, not even close. It's been... Oh. Since I only switched it over to paying me the cash dividends.
Yeah.
And they paid me about $1,000 quarterly. And I've only been...
$4,000 a year? Now, how many...
Years.
All right, 8,000. Maybe you've received $8,000 in cash, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So that would reduce your cost basis if you wanted to look at it this way, trying to cut your losses. That would reduce your out-of-pocket without valuing the time value of money, of course. $67,000. You gave in $75,000. You've received back $8,000. We have no idea what the share repurchase is worth. We have no idea. So you're out of pocket, maybe $67,000. And what is this security worth? Do we know?
They, in their last statement, the last time I saw it, I bought it at almost $10 a share, and it's
right.
worth seven something now, maybe seven and a half.
And somebody's trying to, well, they say it's worth that. There's controversy about that.
Yeah, that's just where the...
So somebody's offering you $5 a share, is that it?
No, someone's offering about $3.65. I can't see it right.
Obviously,
now.
Matt, I have no idea what the security is worth. And there's no way I can advise you on whether to take a low ball, what appears to be a low ball offer like that. If you want to buy an hour of a CPA's time and try to place a value on the security, that would be one idea. But I will tell you up front that trying to get the actual market value of a non-traded REIT is a very, very difficult thing to do because of the illiquidity problem that you have with that situation. Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us here on the Starship. Our program coordinator is Ravi Chandran. Our producer is Meredith Oakes. And our technical directors are Angel Bordone and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.